Zoomer Radio, the original greatest hits. Carole King, It's Too Late from her incredible Tapestry album, ranked number 25 on Rolling Stone's list of 500 greatest albums of all time. This is The Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. I'm Sam, and this is also Movember with an M. You've probably heard the catchy ads, whatever you grow will save a bro, challenging people to grow a stash, a handlebar, pencil thin, Magnum PI style, and help raise money for men's mental and physical health. Todd Meinerson, Movember Country Director, joined The Morning Zoom.
Thank you for having me.
Hey Todd, how is your mustache looking so far?
Oh, it's a sad morning. I just shaved off a 4-month growth of a nice handlebar mustache yesterday.
Oh,
I'm feeling cold and vulnerable today. That's the only two words I can put to it.
Yeah. So you're starting all over again.
Starting fresh. And my wife actually said this morning, it's so not fair. You just have to shave that thing off and you look 10 years younger. And it's a curse and a blessing, my friend.
Well, Movember has evolved since 2007 when it began in Canada to a focus not just on prostate cancer, but to men's mental health and suicide prevention. Talk to us about this evolution.
Yeah, you know, our mission at Movember is really simple. It's how do we help men, the men that we love in our lives, live longer and healthier and happier lives. And well, we looked at the statistics that told us men generally had a 4-year shorter lifespan than women. And we looked at the causes outside of those cancer areas, prostate cancer, testicular cancer that we already worked in. It was really mental health and suicide that jumped off the page in terms of poor outcomes for men and their health. So we decided it was something we had to do something about. And so for about the last 7 or 8 years, we've been working on mental health and suicide prevention. One on the kind of preventative side of trying to get men to have better conversations about their health, to look out for each other and to be able to kind of break down some of those stigmas about asking for help, but also looking to kind of fund the gaps where we know we can really make a difference. So like working with veterans and first responders or working in Indigenous communities, those are some of the real focus areas where we've seen success in Canada on our work with mental health.
Mm-hmm. Women talk to each other a lot, and I'm generalizing, but my friends and myself, we get together, we talk about our stuff, what this feels like, why is that weird, should that be growing there? I mean, it sounds, you know, sort of very forward, but that's just what women do, and I don't know that men do that as much, and it seems that the fundraising has really sort of focused way more on women than men, with the exception of Movember.
Yeah, you know, guys do talk about things, but it's just, we don't talk about our personal things or our bits and parts or how we're feeling, right? Like, we can talk about our investments. We can talk about our sports fantasy teams. We can talk about our kids and our family even sometimes. But when it comes to talking about ourselves, it's a lot harder. And, you know, that's a lot of the work that we do, is trying to let men know that it's okay. And, in fact, it's necessary to do that. So lots of good conversation starters, lots of good online tools that we have for men about how to have these conversations. Because it can make all the difference in the world sometimes, just knowing that someone else is ready to listen and open up about what you might be going through.
Todd, everybody loves a good news story. What has Movember accomplished in Canada and around the world since its inception?
It's a pretty amazing story, actually. We've got 60,000 Canadians that are going to sign up for Movember this year. We are going to raise close to $25 million, hopefully. Over the last 16 years, Canadians supporting Movember have been the number two funder of prostate cancer research in Canada. We've raised $107 million in that time from Canadian Mo Bros and Mo Sisters. And in that, we've funded like new diagnostic tests about how to get better at uncovering, you know, difficult cases of prostate cancer and affecting better treatments for people. We're funding mental health resiliency programs with veterans, first responders. There's so many things that have happened over the course of those 16 years that the impact really is phenomenal from what Canadians have done around the country.
Okay, and before we let you go, I can't grow a mustache. I mean, I can.
Thank goodness
but it's,
for that.
You know, I just, it's not, you know, it's not that, I'm not, it's certainly not a handlebar like you, okay? So what can I do? What can the women in their lives do, in your life do, in a man's life do?
Yeah, listen, women are so important to our cause as well. Like 1 in 8 men is going to be diagnosed with prostate cancer, and I have a lot of women that care about those guys, right? So we have all kinds of different ways to get involved. You can go to Movember.com. You don't have to grow a mustache. You can move for Movember, for the month of Movember, and we suggest a 60-kilometer move target for that. You can host an event. You can mow your own way. We have women all over the country. We have a female firefighter who's climbing the CIBC Tower. We have women that are hosting Battle of the Bands. And, you know, the other thing that we love about Movember, it's all about having fun and doing good at the same time. So there's just a boundless creativity out there of people trying to raise money and awareness for men's health.
Yeah, there definitely is a smile to this fundraiser. And good luck this month.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we'll look forward to maybe sharing back how we did later in the month.
That'd be awesome.
Telling you how my mustache is growing.
Love it. Todd Meinerson, Movember Country Director. Thanks again. Raise lots of money and lots of awareness too, Todd.
Thank you so much.
Let's check your drive now, your foggy drive now with Spencer.